You're listening to The Broker Show with a Broker Joe, your expert in all things real estate. Hot topics, market trends, even your questions. It's all on the table. Hosted by The Broker Joe and co-hosted by Etch.
It's a Broker Show with Broker Joe. It's been a long week, Joe.
It's been a long week.
It's really been a long week.
It's not over yet,
no,
man.
No, that's the sad part. I wish it was, to be honest. I still got one more day. Fall is here.
Yep.
Which means Halloween's coming up. Kids are getting ready to go out and do their thing as far as trick-or-treating goes. But with this whole COVID thing, everybody's all
worried
about
it. It's going to be so different. It's going to be so different. We are RE/MAX together.
Yep.
Is hosting an event, partnered up with the city. Bunch of great businesses all throwing it together. I'm going to do a COVID-safe, 100% COVID-safe event taking up Main Street downtown. It's going to be really fun. So many events have been canceled. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Kids are going crazy.
Yep.
At least they have some outdoor sports, but ultimately those will dry up here in a couple, 4 or 5 weeks. And indoors, man, you know, a lot of the sports parents can't come. You know, I get it. I get it. But it's frustrating.
It definitely is.
Frustrating for everyone. So looking forward to doing some event of some kind. I'm going to dress up.
What are you going to dress up? You have no idea.
Should I spill the beans now?
Do it.
Is it supposed to be a secret?
Good. No, you're good.
Okay. So during COVID, we binge watched a lot of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of stuff. Geez,
tons.
And one of my favorite, I love superheroes. My kids love superheroes. Mm-hmm. So we watched the Avengers series from the very beginning in the chronological order, all the way 1 through 23.
Yep.
I think it's 23. So Thor is just one of my favorite characters. I love Thor. I love his struggle with his emotions and his past and getting through it to the future. Just a really great guy deep down.
Yeah.
And his lowest moment. I really love the story behind it when he is Fat Thor.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I got that on lock.
I'm dressing up. I'm dressing up as Fat Thor.
You're all muscles.
I'm gonna grab a pillow. I already got the whole get up and everything. I've got to work on my accent. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. Not even a start. Nope. But I do have to practice. I got to practice for my kids. Otherwise, I'll disappoint a lot of people.
Gosh, it was the last time I dressed up like 2013. I think it was.
It's been a long time for me. I don't know.
I hate it.
I've given very weak effort.
Yeah.
From a time to time.
Yeah.
See,
I always go like weird ways.
I'm going all in this time though.
Yeah.
Yeah, all in. I mean, it's pajamas. Mm-hmm. I think it's Crocs.
Yeah.
Right? On the feet, a hoodie, and of course the wig and the hair and the whole bit.
Well, you know, last time I really committed to a character, I dressed up as Steve-O from Wild Boys. And I went all out. I went as far. I committed, man. I shaved my head.
Okay.
And my next door neighbor was a tattoo artist. So he went and drew the whole, like, you know, the Steve-O.
Oh, my goodness.
Drew it on my back, full tat on the back, made it shading the whole nine yards, made it look excellent. And so I just went over to Target and bought, and this is the embarrassing part, bought some leopard skin lady thongs.
Okay.
And because that's what Steve-O used to wear. So I wore those and I walked around without a shirt on downtown Orlando. And I mean, it was like legit. It looked really real.
Have you gotten your man card back yet?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Okay. I got to say, to the ladies watching out there right now, props to you, because I don't know how y'all do it. Like, I really don't. It was like one night in those, and I'm like, nope.
No.
So
something
anyway.
To loosen things up, something to have some fun with. I think it's going to be good.
Exactly. Good. Yeah. So we got that going on. You've got the Halloween treats and stuff for the kids. Yeah. So how about some treats for the adults? The market is still hot.
It is.
Kind of feels like it's in the tail end, but it's still
it's
doing
on the tail
good,
end.
Right?
And historically, we've already kind of hit that little peak and start to downhill. We're closing. Agents are closing deals that were signed maybe last month or last week. But I think it's going to ride out a little further. We got a late start in the summer season, and still a lot of demand. And I think it'll come a little late this year.
Yeah.
So when it starts snowing, it gets really cold. Agents love this time of year. Holidays really are special to the real estate industry because it's taking a breath. Usually that first week before November, people calm down, settle down. The phones fall silent. We're looking forward to that for sure.
Bet.
So,
jeez.
But the stress, the pressure is still on. We're still in the thick of it right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we want to talk about. This episode, we're calling it Falling in Love with a Journey. So enjoy the process. That is one of my mottos. That's one of our company mottos. And I think it speaks all the time across the board to how to handle yourself in the stressful environment that is the real estate industry. One of the top 10 most stressful in the world. I think agents would argue it's number one, but you know, it all depends on who you are and what you're doing. But it is stressful, and a lot of it is enjoying the process. Everything's a journey, whether it's learning, knowledge. I've closed almost 1,000 transactions in my career, and I'm still learning Seriously. Yeah. Almost every single time. Yeah. Almost every single deal, there's something new. No person is alike. So understanding people's personalities and what they are looking for, it's all so, so important. There's not going to be anything that is the same, the process beginning to end. Housing Wire did this nationwide survey. Mm-hmm. It was about home buying. 40% of those respondents said that buying a home was the most stressful thing they have ever done.
Yeah.
Ever done, mm-hmm. or that they will ever do, 40%.
Right.
And then Washington Post, I know there's an article a couple years, very interesting article, you can look it up, but it was about housing statistics, about people, what they go through when they sell, about selling housing. 95% of the respondents, there was like 3,000 that were surveyed. Washington Post is very reputable. They do great surveys. 95% said that they were stressed about selling their house. Yeah. So almost universal stress having to do with selling a home.
Yep.
Top five least favorite things to do. I could go on and on about all the stress that's involved, which is what keeps us employed, yeah. right? If it was right. easy, if it was turnkey, if there's nothing to it, then we wouldn't have jobs. So,
right.
But all the stress can tend to bleed into our jobs, agents' jobs, right, into the industry. So managing that stress and keeping perspective and keeping it light and fresh is very, very important. And for people themselves, it is very, very important. So I love to dive into some of that, Etch. And just
yeah,
share some of the experience with how, as a buyer, as a seller, you can alleviate some of that stress
mm-hmm.
and enjoy the process. Fall in love with the journey. It's something that has to be done. And I think people put it off sometimes for years because they're anxious. They don't know who they're going to use as an agent. They
right.
don't know how if they're going to buy a house. Well, am I going to get a reputable inspector,
yeah.
right, that's going to actually clue me in?
That's the scary part,
it
right?
It is scary.
And
it's all
so
scary.
Many things.
Because everything is so major.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong, it's a $5,000 bill.
Yep.
Right? It's not, oh, plug my tire at the tire shop for $20. Yep. It's big stuff.
Well,
right?
We had that when we first bought our house here, which was our first together, like literally a month after it all went down, we found that there was a plumbing issue.
Yep.
$3,000.
Yeah.
$3,000. And it was because it was the back end of our property.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So was it city? Do you have private septic or do you have city?
No,
or?
We have city.
You have
and
city.
Here
okay.
was the thing. It went like right where the city water
and,
goes. And yeah, like,
I
oh,
see.
No, that's your property. So, sorry, that's on you.
Because the city is a cutoff. Like, they say, oh, your side of the line, that's all you. Yeah.
And it wasn't like roots. They went, they did the whole road.
Excavating the whole, yeah.
Yep. But, and it was $3,000. And that was like, well,
oh, my
that was
goodness.
Fun. Wish we would have known about that, Inspector Man.
There's so many little variables here.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with a home, you're dealing with the condition of the home, all the components, the things that you can see, the things you can't see,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you're dealing with everything else, survey, property lines,
right.
zoning use,
mm-hmm.
your driveway, you know? You're dealing with the financing side.
Yep.
You're dealing with, am I getting the right deal? Am I going to get out of this house if I have to sell it? You're dealing with all these things, right? So we can dive into details, but I think that setting expectations, I have consistently seen when people walk into the selling and the buying process, they don't know what expectations to set. I think there's a lot of fear and anxiety about what those are.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the fear is of the unknown, right? Because there's so many things you don't know. You're relying on other professionals to share it with you, to steer you the right direction, or
right.
steer you away from something, right? So there's these expectations that are unmet sometimes
mm-hmm.
by people. But at the same time, I think that starting with as a buyer or a seller, if you can look at the process and say, listen, we are going to go through this. We don't want to rush through it. We don't want to make a hasty decision for the sake of getting it over with. Because if it's a painful experience, you want to end the pain. It's a huge motivator. You want it over with, right? And a lot of it centers around the professionals you bring into the process with you. But if you set the expectation right away, we're going to enjoy the process. We're going to fall in love with it. We're going to enjoy it. You watch HGTV and they make it so much fun. You know what? It's not always that simple, but they do show the highlights, Etch. They show what it can be. Sometimes they show how fun it can be, what an amazing experience. You can learn so much about it, especially when you have family or friends or a partner involved. You learn more about the neighborhood. You learn more about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a fight or two.
Oh, bunny nose. In the thick of that one right now. Yeah. I spend more time on the couch than I think I have in, like, I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, the majority of the problems are solved when the cooler heads prevail. That is when the problems are solved, and most of them are solvable.
Yeah. Well, my dad always said, pick your battles. And
that's good.
I'm still learning that one.
Yeah.
I really am. And I'm just,
you always will be, man. Mm-hmm. That book's this thick.
Yeah. How do you enjoy the process, though? That's like the big thing. Like, there's so much to it, because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we're putting in backsplash and everything around, like, the areas of our bathroom. And I'm not enjoying this process, Joe, because it's like, oh, man, the couch is so comfortable right now. I don't want to do this. And I'm not going to pay this guy.
You work all day. You got to come home and work more, but then you got to pay someone else to do it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So how do you enjoy this process? You hear that. That's great in theory, but how does one go about that? Explain to me a little bit more, please.
I think that people naturally want to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
I think they naturally want to be excited about something, look yep. forward to it, enjoy it. But when you have these expectations that are, this is going to be a horrible thing, we just got to get through it, it's going to be a nightmare, I think getting away from those is the start, right? Mm-hmm. So just having an open mind. At the end of the day, there's all these professionals that you have to draw into that circle with you.
Yep.
These become your buddies. They become your friends, mm-hmm. your partners in this journey.
Yep.
And I think it's really important that you find people, whether that's your agent, whether that's your lender, whether that's your surveyor, it could be anyone that you have to be able to rely on. They need to be empathetic towards who you are and your situation. They need to be patient. Mm-hmm. I love McDonald's as much as anyone else, but this is not McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You don't drive through. It's not just a drive-through where you yeah. make no eye contact, hand them some money, and pick up your food. There's got to be contact. There's got to be real behind-the-scenes understanding of all the moving parts of you. So when you have people in your circle that understand that, see that, and empathize with you, all the little variations inside of what you're looking for, whether it's the price ranges or the need to balance what the kids need, mm-hmm. what the wife wants, what you want, which usually the guys end up at the bottom of the list a lot of the times.
I'm never getting a man cave, seriously. Just be honest. No workshop, nothing. Because as soon as it has, it's, well, I need some spots for all my Christmas decorations.
Where
am I going to stick all my stuff? Hey, it's like, you already got the whole closet. I have one drawer in the dresser. Okay, I have more than that. But you get where I'm going.
Very important things, right? Right? So, but having people around you that are empathetic and understand what you're going through is a huge relief. And I see it in people's eyes, I see it in their faces, and it comes out as trust grows and the relationship grows together, knowing that the professionals around you are empathetic with you, that they're on your team, on your side, and all the little things that you can see that that agent is doing for you mm-hmm. on your behalf. For everyone, there's 10 behind the scenes that you will never know. The agent or the professional that's working for you, the lender especially, all kinds of little moving parts. As a buyer or a seller, you don't know how it's all working together, but you have the right professionals around you. They're working for you all the ways that you can't see. You'll never know. And they don't want a pat on the back. They don't want a reward. They're not going to call you every time. Oh, by the way, hey, I arranged this and you know, I really feel great about it. You know, those aren't the people you need. But when you get those right people in your circle, on your team, it can really relax you. It can relax you. You can really enjoy it knowing that you're being backed up by someone you can trust, by people you can trust. At the end of the day, and all of everyone in that industry, right, there's a lot of pressure. There's deadlines to meet, and there's backups and delays, and there's all these things, and everyone wants to win. Mm-hmm. Everyone. So you have a seller and a buyer who both, at the beginning of the process, can feel diametrically opposed. You're negotiating. You're going back and forth. No, I want this. No, I don't want to give it up. At the end of the day, once that's over and the cats are done clawing at each other,
yep.
now we can settle in, and it's a team. It's a teamwork, right? Because you all want the same thing. You all want to win out of this thing.
Yep.
So when you have all these professionals coming together to work together and communicate clearly and empathize with everyone that's in the process, understand why that delay happened or why this hiccup happened or why that document is so hard to get, mm-hmm. right? All those things, you come together, you work together on it. It can really, really be enjoyable when you relax.
So you got all these professionals that you're working with. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you're talking about, but one way that we have found, when you go through a site like Zillow or through one of those like realty.com or whatever, or the apps, and you don't necessarily click on who's listing this house, and you just kind of go with, oh, whoever's assigned to me, you're not really getting the agent that you're looking for. I mean, that's if you're buying. Now, if you're selling, now you get to choose your agent.
Sure.
So sometimes when you're buying, though, you don't get to really choose that. It's just, hey, I showed up, guy. How's it going?
Right.
And you're like, hi, did you know who we are? Do you know our story? Do you know what we're looking for?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know all about you. No, you don't, though. You know?
It depends on how you approach it. There's so many ways to find, to run across the agent that ultimately will meet you, will introduce themselves, introduce the home to you, and possibly be one of the most important people in this phase of your life, right?
Yeah.
And I would say that, first of all, in Michigan, there's this great thing called buyer's agency. The seller pays a commission when they list a home. Mm-hmm. They put it on the market. They offer commission. That listing agent splits the commission in half, typically, with the agent that brings the buyer, right? So the buyer's agent, for the most part, for that buyer, is a free commodity. That agent is there to represent you and your best interest from the beginning to the end. And so you should choose. It may feel sometimes that you're pigeonholed into a decision. If you're just clicking a random button on the internet, you probably should take a step back again.
Right.
Don't just try to fly through it and get it over with. Take your time. You know, 15 years ago. I say 15 years ago. Before 15 years ago, approximately, you couldn't go online and Google
No.
Who the number one or number two or whatever you're looking for, right? You, and it might not even be you want the biggest guy or the biggest gal or the biggest this or that. You might want someone that you feel comfortable with based on who they are. Maybe it's their experience. Maybe it's they're a male or a female. Maybe it's someone that has a family and is going to understand that your kids, that sort of thing. But whoever it is you choose, you have a choice. You have a choice, and you can now Google it. You can go see reviews. You can go see their track record. You don't have to wonder. So 15 years ago, it didn't exist. I could say whatever I wanted to you on your way out the door, right? You know, you going and posting a review, that wasn't a thing. Maybe you go talk at the bar about it, right? which is bad enough.
Yeah.
But now you can go and see for yourself online, right? So an agent says, there's not an agent in the world or a mortgage broker in the world that'll walk in the door and say, you know what? I'm not going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to call you back. I'm going on vacation actually in a week and I'm going to hand you over to someone else. No one's going to say that. They're all going to say, I'm great. I'm going to take good care of you.
I'll be honest with you.
Right. So how do I sort through this? It's wonderful. You can go on, you can look at reviews, you can look at people and you can interview them. Interview your mortgage broker, interview the agent, interview the professionals that are involved. It's the home inspector, interview them. You find someone that you really, really trust and believe in. Then now you can maybe begin to trust that person to connect you, to branch you out to the other professionals that may reflect that person's values. But again, going back to what I said, the number one thing is empathy.
Right.
You could have some hotshot. They're not going to empathize with you, maybe, right? If you don't feel like you're connecting to that person, they really, really care about you. They go, oh, I see you. I see what you're going through. I see what you need. Mm-hmm. And if this is going to take one day or 1 year, or maybe I tell you, hey, it's not a good time. You know, you sound like you're on the fence. Maybe it's not a good time. Maybe this is not the right thing for you. You need to find someone that's going to look to you straight and say, hey, this is the best interest for you. I'm putting you first in every way, shape, or form before I ever worry about myself. That's a servant. Right? That's a servant. That's a true professional. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you find the agent that works for you and your family.
The broker, like, okay, the inspector. Yeah. Sure.
You got it. All this stuff is all figured out. You're like, hey, this works.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with this person. Now you involve your family.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy it with your family? Because that's who you're going to be spending time in this house with.
Yeah.
This is who you're going to be living there with. And you want it to feel like a home. It's not just, yeah, hey, the wife and I went out there. We picked out a house and I let her buy whatever. She's happy, whatever. You know, some guys will do that. Some women will do that. But ultimately, when you get your family involved, that's when it becomes a home.
There are so many dynamics in families and in people. And it's not always families buying a home. It could be partners. It could be a single person. But when it is a family, and most people have either family or children or a brother or a dad or a grandpa or someone else involved in the process that they want to own with it, it's so good to do it together.
Yeah.
It can truly be enjoyable and fun to do it together, but it can also be very challenging. I have shown hundreds of homes to families that come in with their three children. And they're a little stressed out. Kids are running all over the house. But at the end of the day, you see it. They want to do this as a family. Mm-hmm. They want to enjoy this process. And again, back to falling in love with the journey.
Yeah.
You want to do it as a family, especially if you're moving in from out of town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and if you have grown kids, right, that want to pick their room, that want to know where they're going to be.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And so sometimes the parents will leave them home, right, because they don't want to deal with it. But and sometimes you'll see the guy go outside and go hide in the pole barn during the showing. And the gal wants to see the kitchen or vice versa, right? I had a guy the other day, he really cared about the kitchen. He's a chef. Mm-hmm. He wants that nice kitchen, right? And she wants space outside to run the dogs and to have horses and that sort of thing. So everyone wants something different. So getting tuned into that and making sure as a family, you're walking into this. Again, setting expectations is so important. I have seen so many families pull it off so well, right? The kids are prepped. They're so excited. Mm-hmm. They come in the door. They're drawing pictures. They're taking pictures with their cell phones or drawing pictures. So many different scenarios. You know, you do a little chasing around the house. Mm-hmm. But again, as long as you take the time and you're patient, you don't want to make a rush decision or a rash decision. You don't want to do that. So if you're going to do it as a family, take some time. And I always recommend when I do have a family, I'll say, hey, especially someone moving into town, which is happening a lot more these days, right? My agents have people moving into town. And I'll say, hey, make sure you tell them, why don't you go out here tonight after you visit this house?
Right.
Here's a gift card. Here's a little something to get you started at the Blue Cow. You know, why don't you go taste Schuberg's? It's the best burger in Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go bowling over here? Why don't you go visit this place or take a walk on the Riverwalk? So kind of opening up and letting them taste more than just what the house is about, but the neighborhood and the environment and all the great things that the area has to offer is huge. And if as an agent, you can be an essential, central part of that. It's very exciting. It's very fun and fulfilling for everyone involved. So I try to do that as much as I possibly can.
And that right there says a whole lot about what it should be like.
It should
because
be that way.
Because as far as like if I'm hiring an agent, which we will be doing here soon, I'm sure, because we're looking to get into something. But I want to feel like they're almost, is it weird to say that they're part of the family?
No, they are like, partners. And seriously, the agents that I see that are the most successful are the ones who, again, it doesn't matter if you're buying a house today or you're buying a house in a year. It doesn't matter. They are here with you through the long run. Yeah. And the things they do and say will show, it'll portray that type of attitude. It's true empathy. It's truly understanding and saying, hey, I'm about the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy this house. Don't buy it if it doesn't feel right. I teach my agents to tell people that walk in, first-time home buyers, they don't know. They walk into a house, man, and they're walking to someone else's house for the first time, many times, right?
Sure.
Some
right.
empty house that's all spruced up. The music's playing. The lights are dimmed. Everything looks great. We're buying it. We love it. And I say, no, you're going to look at least five houses first.
Yeah.
Seriously. We say that across the board. Look at least five. If you're in a huge pinch and there's some other extenuating circumstance, okay, you know, let's do it. But for the most part, take your time, and that's what you want, to know someone's on your side, on your team, gonna be patient, walk you through every part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to feel like they're my friend. I want to feel like they're my buddy. Essentially, when your wife says, oh, my hairdresser is like my best friend, I tell her everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to be that way with my realtor.
Every agent
should
be that way. Absolutely. Yeah. This won't always happen, but at the closing table, there's an extra satisfaction in the client hugging you and tearing up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the family. I'm going to miss you, right? I'm going to miss you. It's been a partnership, right? From the beginning to the end. And it can take years.
Right.
I say that. And we don't, if every client took years, I don't know how many agents there'd be out there. But the quick processes balance out with the long processes. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It all evens out. It all evens out. But you got to be willing to put in the time and build a relationship and really see eye to eye with everyone and every professional, you know, all across the board. You feel like you can't look them in the eye and you feel comfortable. You feel safe. Like you can trust them. That's really important.
Absolutely. So speaking of time.
Yeah.
I think we should save some for the next episode.
We're out
episode.
Of time.
Yeah, we are out of time.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's great because the family, that's what brought the family in. Now we're at this point. And I think that's a good place to kind of leave it as a cliffhanger.
Absolutely.
Because we're talking about enjoying the process and having fun in this, because that's what it's all about. It should be a fun process. You're looking for a new home.
It really should be.
Maybe something to play. You're going to hopefully spend the next 10 years of your life.
Yeah.
Which in today's world, that's weird, but truthfully,
it's a long time in today's world, man.
You should be there, you know, you should be there for a good 10 years. So you want to enjoy the process.
Yeah.
So this is a topic that I think deserves to be expanded on a little
bit
more.
And we will.
So on the next episode, what have you got in store for us?
So we're going to talk more about falling in love with the journey, right? Mm-hmm. So there's self-discipline involved, but falling in love with it, I think, again, back to the mindset. We're going to talk a little more about that mindset, but some fun tips and tricks along the way that I've seen over and over again work for sellers and buyers alike in really setting expectations right and really diving into it and having fun with the professionals and the family that's in your life going through it. I'm excited to share a lot of stories.
Yeah, I like the stories. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a storytelling type of guy, and I love them. And I'm excited for next episode to find out about how I can start enjoying this process, because I'm on the verge of being like, well, this is kind of fun, but I'm still just kind of going, I'm not having the greatest time, but I worked so early on in this process. So as far as my family goes, but
you'll have fun.
It should be. It should be a good time.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So I think we'll leave you with that.
Let's go sweep some snow off the porch.
Yeah, don't say that. Please don't. Actually, before we go, I will tell you a really funny story. I just bought a snow blower for the front end of my old 1985 John Deere.
Yeah.
And I went all the way to Boyne City for this thing.
Okay.
And I got it. And I'm so stoked
about
this.
You pull the trigger. Okay.
Because I'm just pumped. I'm like, oh, finally. And I got a great deal on this thing. I got probably $1,100 worth of equipment for $300. It was a steal. I got a cab that goes on the top. It's like, man,
hit the lotto, man.
Yeah. Pump my chest on that one.
Snow blow.
Right. So the other night, I'm laying in bed and I'm having this dream that it snowed, like heavy snow, not just a little bit, like heavy. Like we got like 3-4 feet, and I'm so stoked.
How excited were you in this dream?
Because I could go out there and I was so excited because I could go out there and I could snow blow with my brand new.
This snow is your
to
fault.
To me, right. I was like, okay. This is the greatest thing ever, right? My fiance starts nudging me. She's like, hey, wake up. And I'm like, and I look at her and I was like, what? She goes, you were breathing really funny. And I was like, you know why? I'll tell you why.
I was snow blowing. It's hard work.
No, you know what happened? In my dream, the snow blower stopped working and I was ticked.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently it infected my breathing, freaked her out, and she's waking me up. And I'm like, no, this is what dad life looks like now for me, is that I'm mad that in my dream, my snow blower doesn't work. I guess it's the equivalent of like when your wife is like, I had a dream that you cheated on me.
Yeah.
And then they're all mad and they're like,
you know, there's great dreams, but a lot of bad things happen in dreams.
Yeah.
I can shut them off, though, halfway through. Boom.
Oh, you're so lucky. Oh,
yeah.
Not me. I get chased forever until I get
highly desired
hit my doom, and then it's like I fall into the lava pit right before I like get bundled in and die. Then I'm up. But anyhow, dreams, different story.
Different story.
We're going to get out of here. It's The Broker Show with Broker Joe. I am Etch.
And I'm The Broker Joe.